Today's daf is Krisa, daf Yud Aleph, and today's shiur is sponsored by Henry and Mindy Orlinsky, L'zecher Nishmas Henry's father, Menachem Yitzchak Ben Yaakov Yisrael. We thank them for their sponsorship. Okay, we are on Yudim Abayz by the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us here in Maseches Krisa, we started 2 days ago the beginning of the parak of Arba'a Mechusrei Kapara, and this parak has many lists of different categories of Averus and Karbanos. And it's a good way to mnemonics that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi gave us to remember different groupings. We had some of those groupings included Yoledes, and some of those groupings included Shivcha Charufa. We know Shivcha Charufa is one of the five Ashamos, and because that was mentioned earlier, so we get into more about Shivcha Charufa right now. So says the Mishnah, Ma Bein Shivcha Levein Kol HaArayos. What is the difference between a Shivcha Charufa and other Arayos? We know the only Arayos that brings this type of carbon, right? What do we have for Asham? Gezelos, Me'ilos, Shivcha Charufa. So one of the three Averos that one brings a carbon Asham for is Shivcha Charufa. So what exactly is the difference in Halacha? The Mishnah wants to summarize for us between Shivcha Charufa and other Arayos. Shelo, Shivsa Lahen, Bolo Onesh, Bolo Carbon, as we'll see in the Gemara. There's the difference between Onesh and carbon when it comes to Shivcha Charufa. When it comes to Onesh, it's not going to be a chi of misa. As we'll see, there's going to be a difference regarding the chi of malchus and carbon, the difference of carbon. As we know, all the arayos that were listed in the first Mishnah in the Masechta, it's all about chatas, all of those arayos, and this is carbon. Why isn't kares listed here? So the Aruch Haner says kares is just an outgrowth of chatas, right? And that's why it's not listed here, because kares and chatas generally go together. So once it says one, it is included in the other. That's what he says here. Vadlo kamar gamkein sharayis bekares v'shivcha belav yeshlomar kivan shaklal biyadenu kol shesdono kares shikagaso chatas hiu bechlal matakamar kol arayis bechatas v'shivcha ba'asham demizen nishma darayos hebekares v'shivcha lo. Okay, so that's why that one is not listed. So, but what are the summary of the differences? Shekol ha'arayos b'chadas v'shivcha ba'ashem, as we just mentioned. Kol ha'arayos, we'll skip the parentheses. Echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha, shavin b'makos u'b'karbon. All arayos, men and women are equal. The man and the woman are equal, and the punishment equal in the karbon. Generally, when two people do an aveira together, as one of the arayos, the punishments are equal. Every type of iser. That's why the Isser of Nida is not more on the woman than on the man, right? It's the Isser of the Chibur together, and that will be the Isser. But when it comes to Shivcha Charufa, it is a unique halacha, a unique pasuk in the Torah. The man and the woman are not equal. U'b'shivcha lo hishva lo ha'ish le'isha b'makos. The woman gets malkos, and the man does not. V'lo hishva isha le'ish l'karban, and the man is chayav l'karban, and not the woman. So that is a major difference based on psukim in the Torah. The kol arayos also differences. Kol arayos also ben es hamara kigomer. When it comes to other arayos, tchilas bia is already the chiyuv. Ma'ara kigomer. One doesn't have to have sof bia. Even tchilas bia machlokas elsewhere. What is tchilas bia? Is it neshika? Is it achrasa satara? That's not for now. But either way, tchilas bia is enough by all other arayos to be considered the ma'isa bia for the chiyuv. The chayav al kol bia v'bia. And also, one is chayav for each and every bia that one is involved in when it comes to other arayos. But when it comes to shivcha charufa, as we'll see, the opposite is true, meaning tchilas bia is not good enough. Why? As the Gemara is going to say, and Rashi quotes it already here, because the pasuk says shichva zera when it comes to shivcha charufa, and that is reflective of a sof bia, not a tchilas bia. Good. V'chomer zu chomer hechmir b'shivcha sha'asa ba es ha'mezid k'shogeg. And another difference is by shivcha charufa, mezid is like shogeg. What does that mean? The equal mezid kishogig says the. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't read the Rashi. The Rashi is on the top line, not on the bottom. B'shivcha eno chayv el al gemar bia the shivcha zereksiv ba sheruuya lahazria, and that's only b'sof bia. And the next halacha of asabo mezid kishogig. What exactly does that mean? Mezid kishogig. So the Gemara is going to explain it also. But let's just see the shidu kubetzes right here in os aleph pirish. What does it mean? Mezid kishogig pirish shaha ish mevi karban bank shu mezid. Benkshu Shogeg. Right, this is one of the exceptions to the rule of bringing a carbon b'mezid. Right, that's a very unusual halacha. Usually, almost every carbon is b'shogeg, but here's an exception to the rule. The man brings a carbon, even if he is b'mezid. Aval Isha, but the Shidu Gubetza says clearly, Aval Isha Vadai, Im Hi Shogeges, Ptura. the man is chayev the karban, and the woman is chayeves malchus. So is the Mishnah referring to both of those halachas, or just one? Says the Shita, of course just one. Of course, no difference between mason and shogig is only for the man's karban. You could say that there's a chayev of karban, even by mason. But the other halacha of the woman getting malchus, of course it's only by mason and not by shogeg. That is what the Shita says as a dover pashut. Ish avada, if he shogeges, p'tura mina malchus. V'ha ish mina asham. They'll both, as we'll see in the Gemara, because the man's tully on her chiyuv. Ela ratzalomar kishi mizida. Right, that's what the Shimon Gemara quotes from Tosfos. Is it possible to have malchus Bishogeg? So we discussed this a little bit back in Maseches Temura. We said according to some of the Gersaos there, right, we had the four or five different opinions back in Maseches Temura related to mean, what does it mean, Shogeg, when it comes to Temura, right? Because the Mishnah says there that Shogeg is Kameza when it comes to Temura. So the Gemara says maybe it means Omer Mutter, maybe it means, I wanted to say Temura's Ola and I said Temura Shlamim. There are a couple of different days what exactly, was meant by Mezik and Shogeg, but according to one of the Gersos, lucky, even by Shogeg of Temura, and, again, the other Gerses were changed. Let me just see if I can find it for a second. And then, but according to the other Gersos, according to some of the Gersos, one would be Chayev even when it comes to Temura. Again, it's, they're not going to get it right now, but it's here on Amud Aleph of, let me just find it for a second, and if not, we will move on. Okay, I'm not going to get it right now. Either way, but that's the pashtus of here, that it's only talking about the man and not the woman. But there is a Girsa of the Rambam. But the question is it a final Maskana Girsa of the Rambam? The Tosfos Yontif here quotes the Rambam at the beginning of Maseches Shabbos in the Pirshei Mishnayos and says, what the Rambam says there, I can't fathom. The Rambam is quoted as saying in the Pirshei Mishnayos that the woman also is going to get Malchus even Bishogeg, because the Mishnah here is so same. Mezid and Shogig are equal when it comes to Shivcha Harufa. That's what the Tosfos Yontif says. Mikan Makshim, Amashakazva Rambam, Bepirusha Resh Pesach HaShabbos, She'ein B'chol HaMitzvahs, She'ish Lanu Mitzvah, Yischayev V'Shogig Malkus, Ela Shivcha Harufa Belvad, Shehuloke Afilo Ala Shogig. V'Rabim Omrim Shehu Taus, V'Ani Omer Dal Vadai. That which he said, Hu Loke, that's for sure a Taus, because it's He Loke. But that which he says, Loke, Kishi Shogegis, Loke HaShaklal, it's Befeirish Mishnah. The stamatnan hechmir b'shivcha shasav as a mezik shogeg v'yadayim mochichos. The Mishnah should have explicated if it only applies to the man, not the woman, like the Shulman Kubetzah says. So if you look in our Rama Pirshei Mishnayos, it's there. But if you look in the Kapach, he takes it out. Takes out that gersa. So again, maybe the Rambam had it at an earlier edition. We know the Rambam went over Pirshei Mishnayos numerous times in his studies. And if you look in the Kapach Pirshei Mishnayos in the first parak, the whole line doesn't appear. Doesn't appear. And in the footnotes, it points out, he quotes this line, that the Tosfos Yontif quoted, V'kolza eino b'makar lefaneinu b'kol kisvei hayad. V'nirashu nuscha mahadura kama, u'machku rabbeinu b'mahadura shlishus. Right, it must be that the Rambam had that. So it's a havamina of the Rambam, at least. That's also important. The Rambam at one time thought that she's gonna get Malchus even b'shogeg. But again, it is then taken out, and therefore, it is not something that the Rambam passes. In the Mishnah Torah also, it is not something that the Rambam passes. Okay, so let us continue. Here it is. Yud Zayin Amud Aleph in Temura. Yud Zayin Amud Aleph in Temura, the Gemara there says, according to the Girsa that we have, Gabi Temura, after discussing Shogit, Larabo Shogit Kemezid, what is Shogit Kemezid? Ksavrishu Mutalahamir. Gabi Temura, lucky. Gabi Kachim, low lucky. And then in Lishna Achrina, Gabi Temura Kaddish, Gabi Tachim Lo Kaddish. So you already have it there. We discussed it there back on Temura Daf Yuzayin, whether you can have a concept of Shogeg and Malchus. Good. Next part of the Mishnah. Eizehu Shivcha. Right, the Psukim here in Vayikra is very unclear. What does it mean, Shivcha Harufa? What do the words mean? Charuf. What does the word charuf mean? Hard word to translate. So three different opinions here in the Mishnah. What exactly does shivcha charufa mean that creates this whole chiyuv of malchus for the woman and carbon for the man? Ezeu shivcha, kosha chesia shivcha, v'chesia baschorin. It's talking about a case of a woman in this middle status. Chesia shivcha v'chesia baschorin. Again, how do you have that type of status? Two different ways. Either the way that is normally suggested by the Gemara, right? Two people own a Eved, or a Shivcha, and one of them is Mishachrer. one of them is not. So therefore, she is chatzi shivcha v'chatzia bas chorin. What does she do? That's the machlokas b'shamay beis hillel in Maseches Gittin, whether she works for the master one day, works for herself the next day, or what beis shamay said, and the Mishnah says that beis hillel was maskim to beis shamay in the end, that we force the master to free so that she has somebody to marry. But until that point, she is the status of Chesi Shivcha v'Chesi Bas Chorin, and that's a Shivcha Charufa, according to the Tanakama, Shenemar v'Havtei Lo Niftasa Divrei, according to the Gersa here of Yehuda, but on the side, and what we have in the Mishnah, and what Rashi quotes, Divrei Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva says, it's this Chesi Shivcha v'Chesi Bas Chorin status. We'll see why do you say this? It's alluded to in the Psukim, as we'll see. Rebbe Yishmol Omer, Zui Shivcha V'Adois. No, it's a full Shivcha. That's what a shivcha charufa is. It's a full shivcha. Shenecharefes, as we'll see, to who? As related, connected to. Rebbe Eliezer ben, on the side, ben Azariah. Rebbe ben Azariah Omer. Kol arayos mefurashos. All arayos are explicit that they are talking about binos chorin. They are talking about free individuals. Vishirin lanu, ela chazi shivcha chazi bes chorin. This is the only one that's an exception to the rule. That's chazi chazi. Sounds like Rabbi Akiva. We'll have to see what the machlokas is between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if they both say that it is half and half. So minalanda hu laki vihi laki vihu la laki. So how do we know that she gets malchus? There's a Rambam shoftim, please. Minalanda hi laki vihu la laki. How do we know that she gets malchus and he does not get malchus? The Tana Rabbanan bikores tihiyeh. Interesting. A couple of words are used in this pasuk. This is very unusual, very unclear exactly what each of the phrases mean. What does it mean, necharefes? What does it mean, bikores? What is each one? Such a unique halacha. So, minolon tihilaki v'ulak, ohololaki, detana rabbanon, bikores tihyeh. She should have bikores. What does bikores mean? Malamei shehiloka. Right? So that teaches us that she gets malchus for this act of arayos, if we would call it arayos. Yachol shnehem lokin. You might think that both of them get malchus. Tamalomar tihyeh. He loka vahu eino loka. Right, it's dafka tihiyeh. She gets malchus and not him. Good, stop there for a moment. Where is the isser every time there's malchus? We know ein onchen elim kain mashirin. So where is the isser, the losase of shivcha charufa, so that we know there could be an onus? That is a machlokas rishonim. If you look in the Rashi Maseches Yevamos, and most rishonim hold it's from lo yeh kadesh. Lo yeh kadesh. Right? The most rishonim hold that is the case by shivcha charufa. Like Unkelus on the pasuk says lo yeh kadesh, v'lo yisav gavra mi bnei Yisrael itza ama. According to the Unkelus, and many rishonim quote the Unkelus, right? The iser of bias shivcha is lo yeh kadesh. Right, and that's what the that's for a full shivcha. So also, even if it's a half shivcha, one might say that. But the Rambam says a different. The Rambam said the lav of kedusha, as we'll see in a second, is the iser of pnuya without kedushin. But the iser of shivcha is not loka. That's the Rambam here in Isurei Bia, and that's why the according to the Rambam, one has to come up with a different source for what the iser is for shivcha charufa. Some exclaim it's a pasuk al tchalas bitchalas nosa v'lo tizne ba'aretz. There's a different pasuk that we have in Parshas Kedoshim, but I just want to read you the Rambam. The Rambam says, Ha'avadim she'etbilu Isurei Bia Yud Beis Yud Aleph. Ha'avadim she'etbilu Osam L'Shem Avdos. V'kiblu Aleihem Mitzvos. Sheha'avadim Chayavim Bahem. If there's an Eved, Yatsu Michlal Goyim V'chlal Yisrael Lobo. An Eved is a middle status. Eved Kenani. Right? A Shivcha Kenanis. Right? They're Chayav in certain Mitzvos. I think we discussed not so recently, but the second tefillah that they have to go through. Machlokas Rishonim, Rambam Nemuki Yosef, whether the second tefillah at the end of this, and they want to become a full Jew, is that a tefillah d'Oraisa or is that a tefillah d'Rabbanan? But it's definitely some type of status that is achieved, according to the Rambam. Right? The Rambam has this middle status. Yatsu mechal ha-goyim v'chal yisol obo. Leficha ha-shivcha asura le-ben chorin, echad shivcha so ve-echad shivcha s'chaveiro. A shivcha is also to a ben chorin, because a shivcha is not a bas chorin yet. V'haba al ha-shivcha, makinas o makas mardus v'divrei sofrim. Beferish. It's makas mardus. If somebody is ba'al shivcha, again, a status that we don't have today. We don't have today. Remember the Mishnah Maseches Kedusha discusses Rabbi Tarfon, Yecholin mamzerin li taher. How could a mamzer be ptar if he's with it, if he's an Eved Ivri and he would go to the Shivcha Kenanis, which is allowed to, and the children are not Jewish, and then there's a whole way to get out of mamzeris. The question is, Okay, so could we use that bisman hazeh? So most poskim say no, because there is no status bisman hazeh. There's no status bisman hazeh of shivchus and avdus. But the Rambam says, "Vala shivcha maklas makas mardus shari mefurish b'torah." Why is it only drabanan? Fascinating precedent. The Rambam says it can't be that being with a shivcha is an issur daraisa, because we know that there are certain Jews that are allowed to be with a shivcha. Eved Ivri, we know, is a special din in Parshat Mishpatim, can be with a Shivcha Kenanis. Shaharei Mefurish Patorah, Shaha Adon, Nosein Shivcha Kenanis La'avdo Ivri. And Eved Ivri is a full Jew. Full Jew. He's poor, he stole. He's a full Jew. He just becomes an Eved. So an Eved Ivri is allowed to be with a Shivcha Kenanis? How can that be? So the Rambam says, it can't be that there's an exception to the rule of Shivcha. It must be, this reflects the rule, that there is no Issur Daraisa when it comes to Shivcha. Maybe there's Issur Rabbanan, which we would waive by an Eved Ivri. But that's the Rambam Shita here in Perek Yud Beis of Issurei Biyah. Shahadon no say Shivcha Gnadis Levet Abdo Ivri Vihimu Tereslav Shinemar Im Adonav Yitan Lo Isha V'lo Gazur Chachamim B'davar Zeh V'lo Chiva Torah Malkus B'Shivcha El Im Kain Haisa Nechrefes L'Ish. The Rambam has to say this is an exception to the rule. The Rambam has to say that by a shivcha charufa, which is a shivcha that is already designated for, let's say, one Eved Ivri, and then someone else is quote-unquote mizane with her, so that's an issur daraisa, special din. Where is the losase for that? Where's the asaras for that? You have to come up with a different pasuk according to the Rambam. But then, fascinating, the Rambam continues and says, here, Yud Beis Yud Gimel, Al Yehi, even though I just told you that is Drabanan, it shouldn't be so kal in your eyes. Al Yehi Avon Ze Kal Be'enecha, Mipnei She'ein Bo Malkus Men HaTorah, She'gam Ze Gorim Leben Lasur Me'acharei Hashem. Because this type of Bia, where's the child? The child follows the Shivcha. Right? The Shivcha is not really Jewish. She'aben Min HaShivcha Eved Ve'eno Mi'Yisrael Ve'nimsa Gorim Lezera HaKodesh Le'Hischalel Ve'Liyosam Avadim. After all, a Jew Zera now is creating Goyim. It's not Asur Daraisa. Don't think that's kal in your eyes. Not everything that is wrong is Asur Daraisa. And then the Rambam adds, Hare Unkelis Hamitargim. The Rambam here quotes Unkelis Hamitargim. Chalal Be'ilas Eved Shivcha Bechalal Yekadesh Lo Yekdesha. The Rambam quotes a shita that he doesn't hold of to show how chamor it is, even though he doesn't hold that way. The Rambam says, look, Unkelis puts it in the Issur Daraisa. I don't hold that way. But it shows that it's still so chamor that it could be included according to others. That's the Rambam. I don't know how many other times he does that here in the Mishnah Torah. That's the Rambam here in Perek Yud Beis of Issurei Biyah. To quoting, it's very chamor. Again, that's just a raya that often we talk about shitas that we don't paskin like. The Rambam quotes a shita that he doesn't paskin like to show importance and stringency. So that's the shows that it's not just about of the end game and what we paskin, but just the chumras ha'averas. So that's the Rambam in the discussion of shivcha and what the asara is. Right, we're talking here about what when the isha gets malchus. What is the asara for that? So that's the machlokas Rashi, another Rishonim Rashi in the Yevamos Nunhei, other Rishonim versus the Rambam. What's the other way that we can answer? What's the Rambam's raya? It can't be daraisa because an eved ivri is mutter in a shivcha kananis. So how do we answer that question? Right? How could it be that an Eved Ivri is mutter shivcha kananis, but it's also daraisa for everyone else? The answer is, based on the Ramban in Kiddushin Tazayin and the other Rishonim quote this Ramban, and that is, there is a special type of kinyan in the Eved that the master has, even by an Eved Ivri. Right? The Gemara talks about an Eved Gufo Kanui, but if you say it applies to not only an Eved Kanani, the Kenyan Isser, right? There's something called the Kenyan Mamon, a financial stake in the Eved, but a Kenyan Isser means the status is even affected. But if you say that an Eved Ivri also has, the master has a Kenyan Isser in it, so that's what the Ramban says allows for the Bia, because there is a different stat. He's a full Jew, but there's a status regarding Isurei Bia that is affected, that is Matir, the Bia with a Shivcha Kananis. Yeah, that's what you'd have to say to answer up the Raya of the Rambam. Good, we continue. Umirayin da'adin bikores lashon de malchus. How do we know that this lashon of bikores is malchus? Bikores for her. But how do we know bikores means malchus? Amar Reb Yitzchak, tehei bikroi. Bikores is from the word, like the word kriya, like calling. Tehei bikriya, as the shita adds in extra letters. Kidatanya, what kind of kriya? Because malchus has kriya associated with it. Gadol Dayanim makri, as we know, the Gadol Dayanim calls out. the psukim as a person gets malchus, sheni mone, the second one counts, shlishi omer hakeu. And the other one says, hakeu, when it comes to malchus, malchus has to do with kriyas, so that's how you know bikores is kriya. Ravashi omar, bibikur tiye. You have to check and estimate. That's what kriya, that's where it comes from. Kidetzan, ein omdin oso ela malchus haru'uyin lehishtalesh. We know that a doctor has to be consulted beforehand in order to know how many malchus this person could have, and it has to be divisible by three, malchus ruin l'shtalesh, and that's what is referred to by bikoris, do a bikur, to make sure that this person can receive what the person can receive. Get malchus is an embezdin also. Right, big discussion. Do you say kasher zaman below kasher asa when it comes to malchus? That a din of bezdin, what's done is done. When it comes to mamon, you don't say kasher zomelo kasher asa, you can just give back the money. There is no kasher asa when it comes to money. When it comes to misa, fishor, kasher zomelo kasher asa, the person's already killed, so then you say there's no punishment for the eitim. What about malchus? Right, so that is not so clear in the Gemara, that's a discussion in Tosfos, the beginning of Baba Kama, and the Rambam. Right, the Rambam in Hilchos Eidus. The Rambam talks about it there again, but Malchus has having to do with Bezdin and Eidus and Perachaf. Halacha Beis, that's where the Rambam discusses Kasher Ozam and Kasher Asa. The Rambam says there, just quickly, Nerag Zeshe He'idu Olav Yachaka Chuzmu, E Neragin Minadin, by Misa. Shnever Kasher Zemam Lasos Lachiv, Vadayin Lo Asa, V'Dover Zem Ipi Kabbalah. That is, if the Nerag is already killed. Eino Neheragin. Aval imloka ze sheheidu alav lokin. The Rambam says you get malchus even if the eidim already caused malchus. The eidim get malchus. You don't say kasher zamam velo kasher asa when it comes to malchus, and that's a big discussion. Why is that? But the Rambam puts malchus together with mamon. V'chenim yatzam mamon miyazel ze liyadze beedusa nechose labalav umishalmin lo. The Kesef Mishnah here discusses. That's where he talks about gadol avino min so. Maybe only eidim. Maybe Malchus is different than Misa, because by Misa, if it already happens, you know, it's so terrible that a punishment is not even going to help. Well, Malchus, it could be. Well, that's a discussion that we've had elsewhere. But that's the Rambam discussing whether Malchus, you know, in Bezdin has a special status once it's done or not. That's related to this idea here that it's Dafka with a Bikur and Dafka, the Gadol Bayanim, the Dayanim are involved in the Malchus. Okay. Right, just like if Malchus is done outside of Bezdin, it doesn't count. If somebody gives himself lashes and says, look, I got lashes already. It's okay, you don't have to give me. It doesn't matter. That's not called lashes. Tanur Rabbanan. Pizmancha Isha Loka Ish Baby Karban. The special din of the Isha with Malchus and the man with the Karban. Only if the woman is Loket does the man get is Chayav a Karban. When is the woman Loket? So Rashi says, if she is a Gdola, if she's a Bas Onshin, if she's Shogeg, or the like, or a Ketana, so then, like Tosfos says, Kin Shogeg is Ketana, then the man is not. The man's Chiyav is totally on the woman's Chiyav in this case. Eino isha loka, eino isha may be karban. If the woman does not get malchus, the man does not bring the karban. Minolan, amar rava, dechsiv. Vishki ishkavas isha shichva zera. Vishivcha nechrevas lish. Vahavti elon iftasa, ochuf shaloni tanla. Those are the psukim by shivcha charufa. Michti. Adacha vishka mishtoi kra. All the psukim up until here, we're talking about the man. We're talking about male. Nichtov, so why do you say it in this order, the woman's chiyiv, before the man's chiyuv? Nichtov heviyas Hashem ol Hashem ulabasov kliv lichtov bikoras tihiyah. Amai kazer rachmana bereisha bikoras tihiyah ulabasov siv heviyas Hashem ol Hashem. Why do you put the woman's chiyuv first? Hachi kamar im bikoras tihiyah he heviyas Hashem ol Hashem. If she has the bikoras, gets the malchus, then he gets the karban. Ve'im lo tihiyah bikoras lo yavihu es Hashemo. That's a special limud based on the hekesh. Ema. Who miate kra? Maybe he, the pasuk is excludes him. Avel he tilki v'teisi karban. Maybe she should get both. Maybe right, he is excluded from malchus for the word tihiyah. Maybe she's chaya both. No, maybe yes, Hashem ol Hashem ksiv. Extra heavy he has to bring and not her. Period. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak laola meno chayev ella al shivcha beula bilvad. Shivcha charufa is only if she has already been nivelas. But if she's a psula, then the special din does not apply. Shneimar v'yishivcha necharefes l'ish. How does that teach me anything? Umay mash b'dahai necharefes lishta dishinu yehu. How do I know the lashon of necharefes is a lashon of changed physical body? Rashi, shenishtanis mi biryasa. Lisha Dishinu Yehu, she's been changed. How do I know that that's what Necharefes means? Dechsiv, Vatishtach Alav, Harifus, crushed grain. It's called Harifus, and we switch the hay and the ches. Necharefes could be like Harifus. Vibayasema, Imtiklish Ha'avil B'machtesh, B'toch Harifus Be'eli. That's also the talking about the crush. Vaitnu Yadam, well, stop there for a moment. That's the before the last pasuk. So it has to be a Ba'ul already. The Achronim wonder, the Aruch Laner here has the Safek, and the Menchas Chinuch, what about Nivala Shelo Kedarka? Right, that's always a question. Whenever something applies to a non-Basula, what about Nivala Shelo Kedarka, where her Basulam are still there? So that's the question. I'll read it for the Menchas Chinuch in Kuf Chavtes, where the Menchas Chinuch talks all about in the midst of Karban Asham. That's where he talks all about the details of many of the Karbanos Asham, the five Ashamos, including Shivcha Harufa. So there he discusses whether, what would you say about this? In Kuf Chavtes, Os Chavches. Eino chayv elim haisa bulim ikodem, al nimaz emikrisis dafyut aleph. Pirsh Rashi nishtana mibriyaso. Venira, the eina nikres ba'ula benivala mikodem shlo kadarka. I think, the Aruch Laner had the suffix about it, the Menachas Chedach says, that's not called nivala, because what does Rashi say? Nishtanes mibriyaso. That's what Necharefes means. Kivan to albula shlo kedarka chayav and knas, and he puts it together with the chiv of knas. Right, when it comes to pitoy ayin kedushin daf yud aleph mode rebi lenyin knas to kulu mishalmi. Right, when it comes to knas, shlo kedarka is still considered a beula. So I think that the same thing would apply here. Im nivala mikodem, what about with ha'ara? That it depends. It was meishab sulim or not meishab sulim, but the Menachas Chinuch assumes that if there was no physical change in the woman, it was just a biyish lo kedarka, so then it would not be included in this halacha. Okay, let's continue. Last pasuk, Vayitnu Yadam Lahotzi Nishehem. Right, talking about Ezra when they were divorcing their non-Jewish wives. Va'ashemim El Son Al Ashmatam. Amar Rav Chisda Malamed Shekulan Shivchas Charufos Ba'alu. Right, what does it mean? Ashemim from the word Asham. It must be, it was Karban Asham, and they were all Boel, Shivchos Harufos. That was the Avera that they were doing. Not just non-Jewish wives, but also Shivchos Harufos. Then we read this line, we're like, okay, let's continue. This line has tremendous halachic ramifications. Not discussed here, but discussed in Maseches Gittin. And that is whether Yovel was Noheg Bizman Bayesheni. That's a big discussion when Yovel stopped. The Rambam and the Ravid, the Rambam quotes the Gaonim, have a big discussion of this in Hilchos Shvita of Yovel. But this line plays importance in the Rishonim in Gittin, Daf Lamed Vav. Tosfos Gittin Lamed Vav Amar Alav, quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, during Bayesheni, Yovel was knowing. How do I know? He quotes this one line from Maseches Krisos. Ezra Sofer, Shivcha Harufa. Shivcha Harufa means there's a status of Shivcha. Shivcha only is a status when there's Yovel. It must be that it was Yovel, but it's not Bayesheni. Unbelievable. You read this line, we don't think it's halachically significant. Bizman hazeh, Rabbeinu Tam. Amar Rabbeinu Tam, the Vayesheni Nog Yovel, Diamrina, the Perak Dalin Mechusri Kapara. Quotes from Croesus. Vashimim El Son Alash Basam Alameid, Shekulam Shivchas Harufos Balu. Veshivcha Harufa Hainu Chesi Shivcha Vechesi Baschorin. Ha Mi'u Reses Le'Evid Ivri. Ve'Evid Ivri Eino Noeg, Ela Bizman Shah Yovel Noeg. Kidamar, so Perak Makhtar Sadeu, that we learned at the end of Maseches Arachin. Only Eved Ivri is only knowing when there is Yovel. The lo mistaver lomar sheheviu, that they brought these carbonous asham al sheba'alu shivchos harufos bebayis rishon. Right? It's hard to say that they're bringing the carbonous for what they did 70 years before. We also had this in Maseches Temura, if you remember. Right? We had the that was on Daf Tesvavamabez, I think, right, where the Gemara discusses when they came back. And they brought the discussion there of whether you can have a carbon for a tzibur that already died. And it talks about in the days of Ezra, they brought alavod zara sha'asa, but you made sitkio. Right, that's what the Tesma Bay is. The Gemara talks about there. Can you bring a carbon for much earlier? So Tosfos says, no, I don't think that's what it means here. It can't be that they brought it for earlier. Because oh, it quotes the Gemara from Harios. So that we don't have any sources that earlier generations were nechshon on Shivcha Harufa. They did Avodah Zarah. But the Psukim talk about that. The ode to Hanohag Bati Arechom of Vayesheni. And also Bati Arechom, as it says in Maseches Arachin Daf Lamed Aleph and Mabez, and it quotes Remember, the Hillel had made a special takana because people used to hide on the last day of Bati Erechama because they didn't want the person who bought it to be able to give it, who sold it to give it back to them. Okay, that's the discussion. The Rashba there in Gittin, Daf Lamed Vav, also discusses this raya that comes from Meseches Krisis here, and he quotes, you have to add on something else also. He quotes this Lashon from Krisis, Leficha Chayamar Ben Otam, Sheyovel Vadeinu Avu Bayesheni. V'hadam Rinan, Manu, Sheyovlin Lekadish Shmitin. Aye, didn't we have a line back in Meseches Arachin, I think it was, that they counted Yovels in order to do Shmita, according to the sheet that says you need a Yovel in between. Lo Kaim Alan Hachi. We don't pass in that way. The 10 lost tribes came back, and even though they didn't all go back in the days of Ezra, Miyu Mikulhu Shvatim Havi Behu. There were some from every Shevet. And therefore, there was Yovel at the beginning of Bayesheni. This is, we quoted this from the Ramban, from his Rebbe. If you say that you need all the Shvatim, everybody, then you can never have the halachas of Yovel. What if somebody takes a vacation to Chutz La'aretz? Ah, no Yovel today. You heard so-and-so went out. Right? And, what? And then he came back. Oh, Yovel. It can't be. Says the Ramban. It has to be mixas of every Shevet you need in their place. Shein, Shalohayu mixas of Rashi Miso, Hochim Chutz La'aretz. Vim Kain, Yivatot Dana Yovel Malayim. Elavade, Kol Shalohaysa Haaretz, Chaseira Shevet Gomor, Kol Yashvel Aleh Karina Bay. And therefore, he continues, gets into more of the details, that there's going to be Yovel then. Okay, so this little line is important for outside of Meseches Krisus as well. Okay, let's continue. Ezeo Shifcha, Fechula. So the Mishnah had a machlokes. What is a Shifcha Charufa? Tanur Rabbanan Vahafte, Yachal, Kula. So how did Rabbi Akiva get this middle status? Because the Pasuk says, Vahafte, Lo Niftasa. So what does that mean? Vahafte, she was redeemed. Yachal kula tamalomer lo niftasa. Yachal lo niftasa tamalomer vahafte. Okay, it's a petuya vein a petuya. She's in the middle. Ketz a shifcha v'chesi baschorin umu ureses le'evet ivri. That's necharefes le'ish. Diver Rabbi Akiva. The middle status. Rabbi Shmuel omer, v'shifcha kanan is a chazam adaber. No, talking about a full shifcha. Umu ureses le'evet ivri. Imkein mata, and we know that's mutter. No, that's mutter. Imkein mata tamalomer vahafte lo niftasa. Diver tork lo shemini adam. So the Torah is talking about that she is vahafte lo niftasa. Redeemed, she was not redeemed. Right, really a full shifcha. Lazman Azayah Omer, call Arayas Mefureshes, Lanu, right, all Arayas are Mefurish, that they are only talking about Benos Chorin, Mashiach Lanu, Chazi Shivah, Chazi Baschorin, and Mereset Levit Ivri. So that basically sounds like Rabbi Akiva. Acherim Omrim, fourth opinion, Lo Yumsu Kilo Chupasha, Beshifcha Kanan, Zagazam Medaber, Umu Reses Leved Kanani. Different Shita. West of Leva Kanani, that's what the Torah is referring to. People, individuals that have the full status of Kanani. So Rabbi Shmuel, so Bishmael, Havavdi Elon of Tasa Kidaktani, the Rotor Kalash Bani Adam, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says it's talking about a full Shifcha Kananis. I understand, Havavdi Elon of Tasa, you understand as Divrei Torah, it means not redeemed at all. Ela diktani mu'ureses le'evet ivri minalan. How do you know that then? Dechsiv kilo chufasha. Michlal tehu chufash. She is not, but he is in the world that he will be redeemed. To who chufash, Rashi explains that it means, it's talking about an Eved that will be freed at some point automatically. And that's after 6 years in Eved Ivri. That's what it means, to who chufash. Rabbi Adam Nazaria, Hainu Rabbi Akiva, isn't it the same Shita? Rabbi Shmuel Ka'amar. You're right, but Rabbi Azariah is just talking to Rabbi Yishmael. Lidi di ba'alma kavasek sviralei. The Dibra Torah, Klashav Bnei Adam. I usually hold like they do. Like I believe in that concept. V'hacha shiny, here's different. Michti, ksiv beit lei, kra ki lo chufasha, v'haf de lo niftasa lamali. It already says, lo chufasha, that she's not redeemed. L'chamina, lohachi asa, l'chazi shivcha, v'chazi baschorin. That's what it has to mean, this middle status. And he is in Achinami, saying like Rabbi Akiva Shita. La'acherim, what about the last Shita that says it's all about Kananim, Bishlam of the Lord of Dasa, Ksarva Divator Klashmani Adam, Elaha, the Evid Kananimi Nala, and Amar Kroki, Lohu Fasha, Menu Inyan Ladita, Taneu Inyan Ladite. Okay, different ways of learning the Sukkim. Mishnah. Call Arayos, Echad Gadol, still talking about Shivcha Harufa as we will see. Call Arayos, Echad Gadol, Echad Katan, Katan Pater. Any Arayos, if there's a relationship between a Gadol and a Katan, and the Katan or Ktana slash is at least Ru'uya Labia, is old enough to have a Maisa Biyah, then the Katan is going to be Pater. Is there a Maisa Avera for a Katan? And just a Pater Onshim? Or is there not even a Maisa Aveira? Well, if the other one is, well, we'll have to see. But there's definitely a Maisa. Is it a Maisa? Because if there wasn't a Maisa, so then the other person wouldn't be Chayav. But is it a Maisa Aveira? That's, we'll have to leave that. Echad Erev Echad Yashin Yashin Pater. If somebody, one of them is awake and one of them is sleeping, Pater. There's no Ptur, because that's Ones. If somebody is sleeping when they're involved in an Aveira. Echad, could somebody do a mitzvah when they're sleeping? That we discussed other context. Somebody do a mitzvah when they're sleeping. That sometimes might be possible. Could somebody do an Aveira when they're sleeping and be responsible for it with an Onesh? That's not. That's not. In this case, let's say the man is sleeping in some unusual way. The man is sleeping, so he's not going to be Chayev. Is he Yotzi the Mitzvah Peravu if he was with his wife when he was sleeping? Right? When's the Mitzvah Peravu? Is it Result? Is it Maisa? That's discussed by the Achronim. Echad Shogeg Vechad Mezid. Shogeg Bechatos and Mezid Bikaris. So these are the rules by norm, by regular cases. Shogeg is always a chatas and mezid is karis. But all of these, as we'll see, do not apply to shivcha charufa. By shivcha charufa, these rules do not apply. As Rashi says here also, when it comes to shivcha charufa, it is different. Okay, we'll see in the Gemara. Vehacha chayiv katan. One second. So what's the first line? The first line is that katan is always pater, gadol is always chayev. What, here katan is going to be chayev? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Hakitani. No. Echad, kol harayis, echad gadol vechad katan, katan pater vegadol chayev. Regular. V'hacha gadol nami pater. But here a gadol is also going to be pater. That's the chiddush. My time, tamach shena adadi, as we had earlier. If she's going to be ptura, then he's going to be pater. That's what we said. His chiv karban is only totally on her chiv malchus. So if she's going to be ptura, if she's a ktana, and she's going to be Ptura from the carbon, so then he is going to be Pater also. Stop there for a moment. There is a much-discussed Rambam that we'll just mention. It relates to what we said earlier about Shogeg being Chayav Malchus. So the Rambam has another similar permutation. Again, a huge discussion. The Ravid, the Magen Mishnah, and others. Says the Rambam, Ben Teisha Shanim V'yom Echad, Sheba al Shivcha Harufa, a nine-year-old boy, who is Baal al Shivcha Harufa, he loke. She gets Malkus if she's a Gedola. The Huch may be Karbon. And he brings a Karbon. He brings a Karbon. Because remember, it's totally, his Chiv is totally in her Chiv. What did the Mishnah say here about Shogeg Mezid? What if he's Mezid, but he's Katan? Who may be Karbon? Then the Rambam adds, the Yiralisha, no, maybe Ache Yagdol V'Yebendas. Wow. Right? So you're Chai, he's Chai for a Maisa Avera that he did when he was a Katan. Clearly, there's a Maisa Avera there. Special din, the Yiralishin, and maybe a Chigdavi Dibben Das. Says the Ravid, Omar Avram, Omar Anish, is as Shibush, as you would have guessed. But what a mistake. Sure, we learned in Krisus, Echad Gadol, Echad Katan, Gadol Nami Pater, Bekoshikin Katan, right? What did the Gemara just say here? V'im Yomar Ha'ish Nitla Be'isha, Avalo Isha, it's only going, the Rama understands this as only in one direction, Mehechi Teitzel L'chayev Zakatan, Ade Ha'isha, Havadai Ta'usahi. This is definitely a mistake. And then the Mishnah LeMelech here quotes what we started off today with the Rambam. The Rambam at the beginning of Masechah Shabbos about Shogeg. So the Mishnah LeMelech puts these two together. They could be Chayev for a Katan and Chayev Shogeg, that other Girsa of the Rambam Pirshas Mishnayos. Again, there's a very important Rambam to discuss. The Achronim get into it. Reb Chaim and the Grachal Rambam discusses it also. Just give you the Makar in Simin. Shin Samaches. The Reb Chaim discusses the lumdus of it. Is there a chiyuv on the katan, but he only has to fulfill that chiyuv when he's a gadol, or maybe the chiyuv isn't even full until he becomes a gadol, and then his gadlus somehow connects to the earlier maisa. Okay, discussion. Weiter. Next line in the Gemara. Kol arayos echad neir vechad yashin, yashin pater. Vekan yashin amichayev. Here, even someone who's sleeping is going to be chayev. I'm review the no. Amar av hachitani. Kol arayos echad neir vechad yashin, yashin pater v'neir chayev. Vekan afil neir pater. My time at the makshina hadadi. As we said, here, if one is pater, the Rambam would say if she is pater, then he's going to be pater also no matter what, even if she was sleeping and he was awake. Tani tanaka midir av sheshes. The brisa was set in front of Rav Sheshes, very unclear brisa, which the Gemara will explain. Asu gomer kima'ara, somebody who has a Gemara bia is like tchilas bia, miskavein kishein miskavein, kedarka kishalo kedarka, neir kiyashein. Sounds like we make all chiyuvim into pturim. Amar le mai ka'amrit, what are you talking about? I b'shivcha charufa k'tani, am I also gomer kima'ara? Gomer b'shivcha charufa mechayev. Mara lo mechayev. Why are you saying all the cases of chiyuv are pater? V'su miskavik shein miskavein. Im mechavne mechayev ilo lo mechayeva. Kedarka v'shalo kedarka nami. Kedarka b'shivcha charufa mechayev. V'shalo kedarka lo mechayev. My time a shivcha zeraksiv. So what does the b'raisa mean? All the cases of chiyuv are really pater? Shivcha harufa. Umay neir ki yashen. And what does it mean if you're awake, it's like sleeping? That's if it's talking about within shivcha harufa, it's all the opposite direction. It's all, they're both pater. And if it's shararayos, then it's wrong. Vibisharayos katani, asu gomek kama'ara, ifkami bailele misne. It's the opposite. By shivcha harufa, they're both pater. By others, at least it should be flipped. Amalei asme, so he says, okay, should I delete this brisa? Amalei lo, haki tani. No, just switch it. Brisa is really, should be understood not as four different sentences. It's like all connecting back to the first sentence. Asu gomer shelo kedarka b'shivcha harufa. If somebody has a full bia shelo kedarka b'shivcha harufa, that's going to be pater. Because again, you need shichva zera. You need a potential maisa bia that could be mazria. That's only with a regular kedarka gemar bia. So a full bia shelo kedarka b'shivcha harufa t'lo mechayvi. That's pater like kema'ara kedarka, like a ma'ara kedarka in shivcha harufa the shivcha zera ksiv. Fine. Miskaven shelo kedarka. Again, you have to reread the brisa to fit these words in. Miskaven shelo kedarka b'shivcha tipiturin. If somebody has kavana, but it's still shelo kedarka, it's going to be pater by shivcha harufa ke'ena miskaven the shivcha zeraksiv. Less like ke'ena miskaven. Because by shivcha harufa, there's a ptur when it comes to shelo kedarka and when it comes to ha'ara. Ni or shelo kedarka, if somebody is awake, but it's shelo kedarka b'shivcha tipiturin, ki yashin, my time with shivcha zeraksiv. Nimsa. Miskaven bahama ara b'shivcha k'she'ei miskaven b'kol ha'arayos. V'yash, why? Because it's pater in those cases. Because shivcha harufa requires shivcha zera. Yashin kedarka k'yashin da'arayos. They're both pater in a case of sleeping. Because there can't be shivcha zera there. The assumption is nimsa ne'er shalo kedarka b'shivcha k'yashin d'chol ha'arayos. And therefore, just to sum up, shalo kedarka and ha'ara, that's the difference. That's chayiv in other arayos, and pater by shivcha harufa. Again, bia shelo kedarka is chayiv by other arayos. And bia ha'ara, as we said, is chayiv in other arayos, and pater by shivcha harufa. Sleeping and ena miskaven is pater in both. Right, that's pater in both, that's pater in, even in other arayos. Okay, and that's just said in an unusual way in this brisa. Hadralach abram mechusri kapara, that takes us to the third parak here of Meseches Krisus. This parak is a parak that gets into many different isurim and many different yesodos for isurim, a real shas, a shasa parak. So amr lo achalta chelev. If Edom come and say, you ate chelev, you are chayiv a karban, maybe chatas. So two Edom say, he's chayiv, he brings a chatas. Eid, oh, what did he say? Doesn't really matter, right? There are two Edom. Eid omer achal, Eid omer lo achal. What if one Eid says he ate chelev, one Eid says he did not eat chelev. Tosfos says they said this together, b'mas achas. There wasn't a break in between, because we sometimes, if there's a break, we have the principle from Yevamis, kol makom shemina toreid echad harikan shnayim. So we don't want to give the status of one to make him into two yet. So one eight says he ate, one says he doesn't eat. Didn't eat. Ishomer is achal, ishomer is lo achal. Maybe Hashem tali. Whenever there's a safik chiyuv, chatos, then you bring in Hashem tali. Big discussion of Hashem tali later on in the Masechta. Interesting. It says isha here, it does not say psulim. Doesn't say psulim. Tosfas in Dibur Maskel v'Isha. Mikan mashma di Isha mehemna tvei gazlan. Even though both Isha and Gazlan are psula le'edus, and Isha is more believed. Because by Gabi Gazlan, Gazlan's not listed here. And maybe you wouldn't say shtika kohoda when it comes to a Gazlan, Tosfas says. So Isha has a special different status, which just reflects the fact that the reason an Isha psula le'edus is for different reasons than other psulim. For Bali Avera, they're pasul for it in lo ne'manus. And Isha is possible for Xeris HaKasav. Okay. Eid Omer Achav Hu Omer Lo Achalti. If one Eid says, you ate Chalev, and he says, I did not. Pater. One Eid against him, he's going to be Pater. Shnayim Omer Achav Hu Omer Lo Achalti. What if two people, two Eidim say he ate, and he says, I did not eat? Machlokas. Rabbi Meir Machayev. Rabbi Meir says he's still going to be Chayev based on the Eidim. Why? Omer Meir. Meviu Shnayim Lodi Misa Chamura Lo Yivi Lodi Karban Akal. If two Eidim could kill a person, then obviously two Eidim can make the person Chayev a Karban. Two Eidim can do anything, right? The Rambam says in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah. The Rambam says, do we know for sure that two Eidim are telling the truth? Is that 100%? The answer is no. No, you don't. But that's the Torah's din. The Torah says you have to listen to two Eidim. Just like the Rambam brings the Eidim as the mashal there in the end of the seventh parak of Yisod HaTorah. Just like if there's a Navi, we have to believe him. If he's Muchzak as a Navi MS, even though he might be lying, we have no idea, but that's what the Torah says to do. The Rambam says, Shebekap mitzavinu, kemoshin is tavinu lachtoch adin al pishnei edim ksherim. V'yavav ishe efsha sheheidu b'sheker. Hol v'ksherim heimetzleinu, ma'amidin otzon al kashrusan. That's what we have to do. And therefore, that's what we believe. See, here too, says a Rameyer. If two edim say you're chayv karbon, you're chayv karbon. And the chachamim say, amrulo, no. Ma'am yitzalomar mezra, you see, putter. The two edim will say that he ate chaylev. But he wasn't warned about it, so he could just say, I did eat chaylev, but I did have a mezid. And therefore he's pater from carbon. So just like that's a migu. So just like he could be pater from the carbon if he did it b'mezid, so too, he's believed to say, I didn't eat. Ochal chaylev v'chaylev elamachas. If he ate two pieces of chaylev in one helam, one time period, he didn't chaylev elachachas. Ochal chaylev v'dam u'pigol v'nozer v'elamachas. Chaylev elachas v'achas. If he did five different averas, so he's chaylev five different carbonos. Zeh chomer b'minim har b'minechod. That's a chomer of different types. Different types, you can be chayav many karbanos. V'chomer b'menechad miminim harbe, there's a chomer the other way. Shem ochal kechatzi zayis, v'chazer v'ochal kechatzi zayis, acher, pehelam achas. If I ate a half a kezayis of chaylev, and then half a kezayis of chaylev, that's mitztarif. Miminechad chayav, b'shnei minim, pater. Regarding two minim, one would be pater in that case. Tosis here discusses this as well. Do you say, you know, pigle and osar are there sources that they can be mitzdarif? Tosa discusses that. Okay. Tani, amr lo chata chelev, maybe chatas, if two edim say you ate chelev, you're chayev. Amru, kamahavian, in the first line of the Mishnah, how many people are we assuming it means? Train. Two, it says amru, train. Vahu, ma, amr lahon. The first case is the two edim say you ate chelev, he's chayev chatas. So what did he say in that case? Two say he's chayev carbon. He says, if he didn't say a word, so, and he wasn't machish them, so then, what do we medayik? El shtika, the trainu de mevi chatas. Shika ko'ada only applies to two. Al shika de chad lo, then we'd be medayik from the first case of the Mishnah. Shika ko'ada applies against two edim. But if it's only one aid, you would not be chayav a karbon. But even mitziyasa, look at the next case of the Mishnah. Aid omer achal v'hu omer lo achalti. If one aid says he ate and he says I didn't eat, that's the case he's putter. Taima demachishle avol shasik mechayif. But we would be mashba that only if he argues with the one aid. But if he would be quiet with the one aid, you'd be chayiv. The koshik ain't trey. And then kushroli too. So basically, it seems to be a stira in diyukim. Is there shtika kohoda to one aid? Ela de kamachashlu. So it must be that case. It must be the cases that he's arguing. The first line of the Mishnah must be a case where he argues with the two edim, umani or meiri. But still he's chayev because he's reflecting meiri's opinion to amar achashah de beitre la achashi. If you argue with two edim, tough luck. The two edim, you're chayev. Aval rabbanan pater. Umay kamashvalan. And according to rabbanan, you'd be pater. Umay kamashvalan would be safe asham asminei. But didn't we know that from two lines later? The Gemara says, "Kamashlon davrezem machlokas meiv rabbanon." The Gemara just the Mishnah clarifies this halacha that we just mentioned in the first line is really a machlokas tanoim. V'huta kamachesh lehu, but it's talking about a case where he contradicts. Ika da amre, totally different version of case number one. Amrulo nami chad karile. Sometimes the plural lashon in the Mishnah of amrulo might mean one aid, even though it says amru, could be one aid. Titznan, as the Mishnah says in Yevamos, Ha'ishal abayla minas hayam ubav amru lo meis baileich. If Edom come and say your husband died, va'amru lo, your husband died. V'nisayis v'yachach ba'baila, she got married and then her husband came. Teitzim mizeh mizeh. Right, she has to leave her first husband, second husband. Tragic case. Zakai malan dafila b'chad, and we say that means even one. It says amru in the Mishnah, and we interpret that it even means one. Mimai, how do you know that means even one aid saying your husband died? Midaktani seifa nisay shalom bershus muteres lachzer lo. Because the end of that Mishnah in Ha'isha Rabbah, the end of that Mishnah said if she married without Rishus, then she could go back to her first husband. What does it mean without Rishus? My Shalob Rishus? Shalob Rishus Bezdin. That means you did it without Bezdin. Two Edom, you don't need Bezdin to tell you that she could get remarried. That's what it means. Shalob Rishus Bezdin. Mashma Michlau. Dereisha Rishus Bezdin. Reisha is Rishus Bezdin. What's Rishus Bezdin? Ube'ed Echad. Rishus Bezdin means one, by Edus Isha, Bezdin allows you to get married al-Ki Eid Echad. That's why that's called Rishus Bezdin. V'alma gabi Eid Echad, k'tani Amru. It could say Amru even by one Eid. V'hachanami, dekandani Amru lo. Here too, where it says Amru lo, mashma filu Eid Echad. V'hu, Maika Amar. And what does he say? Just finishing up. Ilema dekamachesh le, mi maisi. And there's one aid, and if he contradicts them, does he bring? V'aktani misiyasa. The next line says not. Eid Echad Omer Achal. V'omer lo achalti pater. El deshasik. So it must be the first line of the Mishnah is one aid, and he argues, and he is quiet. Mitsiasa, but don't we learn that from the next line of the Mishnah? That's why your potter of Ashasang Mishtak Chayiv. So the Mariah says, Lolam Delo Machishle. The first line is where you do not contradict him. Fahaki Tani. And this is how it should be understood. Amr lo achalta chelev. If one ate says you ate chelev, maybe chatas. Pamed var mamurim de shasik. Ava machesh le pater. Basically, you put the first two cases together, and one is going into and explaining the other. Period. We'll have to stop here. Again, we're getting to eight echad and the chiv maybe we'll talk a little bit about Edis Isha and other issues that come up here in the third parak of Meseches Krisos. Again, today's shiur was sponsored by Henry and Mindy Orlinsky, Lezecha Nishpas, Henry's father, Menachem Yitzchak Ben Yaakov Yisrael. We thank them for the sponsorship.